Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Today, Hethelyn Godwin recounts a special treat she received years ago in the form of music. This essay is called Christmas in Bombay.
It is Christmas Day, 1969, our last day in India. My husband, Felix, and I are in Bombay after exploring India and Ceylon for 3 months. The adventure has been all we hoped for, giving us a new way of viewing the world. But today, I'm really ready to go home. I want to be in my own house, see my family and friends. I want some cornbread and turnips. I've had enough of the different. I want something familiar. A little earlier today, as I was walking along the harbor, a man waves a piece of cardboard in front of my face. 10 rupees, cobra and mongoose fight. The cobra is slithering on the pavement. The mongoose is being let out of its cage. I shake my head. No, I do not want to see a cobra and mongoose fight. I want to go home. Our thinking about going to India was shaped by being the 60s era, the hippie era. Everything is possible. If you can imagine it, you can do it. Live in a teepee, forget the ranch house. We arrived in New Delhi with no plans. We'd stay in cheap accommodations, never any Westerners, and eat whatever simple food was available. Our travel would show us India from the inside. The adventure has been an education, not a vacation. We've lost weight, had frequent diarrhea. We've been deeply touched by the abject poverty and the many beggars. And we've had invaluable experiences. We arrived in the mountain village of Kulu on the northern border during Dushana, a Hindu festival celebrating the victory of good over evil. Local people were performing native dances, and on the seventh day, a duck, a fish, a bullock, and a goat were sacrificed at the river to ensure good crops for the coming year. We were exploring the jungle in Ceylon when a young boy appeared from the trees, smiled at us, and picked wild orchids to put in our hands. We've seen a different way of living life. The East is not the West. There is a sense of timelessness in the East, of being in the moment, and a simplicity of living with only bare necessities. A rich mind expanding 3 months, but enough is enough. On this Christmas day in Bombay, I feel washed out and tired. I want to be connected to home. I'm also feeling sorry for myself. Not only is it Christmas Day, today is my birthday. I turned 26. Mother will not be baking a birthday cake for me. I see a street vendor hacking pineapples into chunks with a machete. At least I can have a piece of pineapple. I sit down on the pavement to eat my birthday pineapple, and I'm about to take a bite when a cow sticks its head in my lap. Cows are sacred. They amble wherever they want. Traffic stops for them. I'm no match. I push, I shove. The cow grabs my pineapple. The sun is going down. Felix comes back from the marketplace and asks if I'm ready to go back to our room. We start making our way to our lodging and in a residential neighborhood when we see about a dozen people standing together on the sidewalk. As we approach, we hear their singing, Silent Night, in English. I join in singing this wonderful holy song. My spirits are lifted, tears of gratitude come to my eyes. This rich connection to home, it is the best Christmas and birthday present I've ever gotten.
Sundial contributor Hethelyn Godwin teaches piano in the Tennessee Valley and spends a good deal of her time and energy working on environmental activism. You can hear Hethelyn's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org. There you can find all the past prose and poetry of the Sundial writers, and you'll be able to hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.